Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Mazara. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sig Grayska. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Roxy Lawson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Etten. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Parmalee. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Parmalee. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes catches it and throws to first to double up Gantenbian. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmalee fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hogue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Hogue reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazara for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler strikes out. Two outs. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a pop-up towards third. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 0-for-1 in the game. Grayska strikes out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbein takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Gantenbein moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gantenbein moves to third. Miles moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantenbein scores. Miles moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 1 in the game. Etten hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Etten reaches second base with a double. Miles scores. Chapman scores. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0 for 1 in the game. Parmley takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Klift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazara moves to third. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 0 for 2 in the game. Grayska hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazara scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawson covering, for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Etten hits a fly ball into left field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman tags and scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nagel moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nagel scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dean moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to second for the out. Dean moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dean scores. Miles moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Miles moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Etten hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miles tags and scores. Chapman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nagel takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Markham now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-4, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-3 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazara hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantenbian moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantenbian tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan pinch runs for Joe Glenn. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grayska strikes out. 1 out. Hal Spindle pinch hits for Johnny Markham. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Mark Christman pinch hits for Mel Almada. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.